This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Grand Junction residents will vote tomorrow on two measures that would allow recreational marijuana businesses within city limits for the first time. Chamber of Commerce President Diane Schwanke says she knows of no anti-pot campaigns.
Without kind of that thoughtful discourse in the community, I think people are going with their gut.
Both measures must pass for dispensaries to become legal. 10 years ago, Grand Junction voted against medical marijuana dispensaries. Some arts festivals canceled last year because of the pandemic are making a comeback in 2021, CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
This summer will bring the return of the Vail Dance Festival, which will welcome attendees at the end of July. All of the festival's events are slated to take place outdoors. Last year's artist in residence was Calvin Royal III, a principal dancer with the American Ballet Theater. He will appear alongside Denver choreographer Cleo Parker Robinson and several performers from around the country. Robinson will present a new work to mark her company's 50th anniversary. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Denver tied the record on Saturday at 78 degrees and broke it yesterday at 80 degrees. National Weather Service says Sunday's high beat out the 76-degree record set in 1967. Warm weather along the Front Range set records in Boulder and Fort Collins as well over the weekend. Today's weather could also break all-time high temperatures. Denver 73, Colorado Springs at 77 degrees. This is CPR and KRCC.